This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Sarah Vitak. The question of how life came to be has captivated humans for millennia. The prevailing theory now is that on a highly volatile early Earth, lightning struck mineral-rich waters, and that the energy from lightning strikes turned those minerals into the building blocks of life, organic compounds like amino acids, leaving behind something we often refer to as the primordial soup. The wide acceptance of this theory is in large part due to the very famous Miller-Urey experiment. You surely encountered this in a science textbook at some point, but to refresh your memory, in 1952, Stanley Miller and Harold Urey simulated the conditions of early Earth by sealing water, methane, ammonia, and hydrogen in a glass flask. Then they applied electrical sparks to the mixture. Miraculously, amino acids came into existence amid the roiling mixture. It was a big deal. But recently, a team of researchers realized that, much like the first primordial soup, sitting in a bowl of Earth, the lab experiments container played an underappreciated role. That perhaps it was also critical to the creation of organic building blocks inside their laboratory life soup. I talked to someone from the team.
I am Raffaele Salamino from University of Tuscia in Italy.
Then, much like today, when a researcher goes to start an experiment, often one of the first things they do is reach for their glassware. Well, today, actually, we use a lot of plastic as well.
But 20 years ago, in the lab, only glass contained, because in the mind of the researcher, glass is inert.
He said inert, meaning that it doesn't react with the chemicals you put inside it. But in reality, that is not necessarily always the case. Most of the time, glass is pretty inert. When you're baking with Pyrex, which is made of borosilicate glass, the same type of glass most labware is made out of, the cookware isn't going into your brownies. But when you're baking, whatever is in the pan is usually mostly water, so it'll come out to a pH of around 7 or so. But the pH of the Miller-Urey experiment was much higher. In the original experiments, they used a pH of 8.7, which is more alkaline or basic.
Why alkaline environment is an important topic?
In fact, this was actually noted by Miller in his original experiments, that the alkaline conditions caused the silica to dissolve. But it was largely overshadowed by the discovery of the synthesis of organic compounds.